Danny sat sideways in his chair, holding on to the radiator behind him. An odd thing to do, Tom thought, in the heat, until he touched it himself and realised it was the coldest object in the room. The windows were high, made of frosted glass. Nobody could see either out or in. But when Tom suggested opening one of them, Danny, speaking for the first time, whispered,
"No, somebody might hear."
Mustafa tells Banus, "He is from the Shrine of Shadowland, Pakistani Punjab. These boys are called rat children."
"How do they get a head like that?"
"I've heard they put iron rings on the baby's head to stop it growing. That is how you get this unique head design." Just to fill you in, Dawn, at this point, every muscle in his body is aching to grab me by the arm and throw me out of the front door. But because you're here, and I'm only half-dressed, he can't see a way of doing it without appearing ungentlemanly.
"And then it was finished. You know, the concert. And I came outside. It was cold. I was feeling a bit funny. Just walked along out there and I thought maybe I was bleeding."
So in the end you say, "Let's get a mortgage and buy somewhere. And we go into the Woolwich and you fill in the form. Everyone looking at us. And everyone starts laughing. Great loud laughing. And you walk out." A regular man would never understand, would never forgive. But the artist, he would forgive. Because they realise some of the best beauty can be born from ugliness.
"What have I to expect? But after a deal of flimsy preparation with a bishop's licence and my aunt's blessing, to go simpering up to the altar, or perhaps be cried 3 times in a country church and have an unmannerly fat clerk ask the consent of every butcher in the parish to join John Absolute and Lydia Languish, spinster. Oh, that I should live to hear myself called a spinster."